Slave Matt. Oh, Slave Matt. Where has he gone? He had been calling a lot and doing a lot of sessions. I own Slave Matt, and this has been the case for several years, and I send him out. He serves me long distance. It's a distance training relationship, and Slave Matt did not always start out as a slave. He started out as a cuckold husband. I have many stories on my blog and on my website about Slave Matt. He fascinated me in the very beginning, right from the start, telling me about his situation with his wife. His wife had a guy she liked to see for sex. She's a trophy wife. They live a nice lifestyle. She has no intention of leaving him. He's a little dick loser. He craves and needs humiliation. And I've turned him into a cocksucker. Oh, one more for Miss Mandy's cocksucker list, right, Slave Matt? He knows that he can't measure up, that there's no point in him looking to have anything with a woman, because if they do anything with him, it is only for just money. And he needs to learn his place in life, which he is, and move on from there. We've been looking for a dom type guy that will do cock sucking and eventually take him from behind. We never did find the right guy. There have been some interesting ones along the way. Very interesting. There was one guy that I really liked. He was very talkative. Talkative in the sense that I get to listen on the phone as they do what I instruct. Slave Matt did find this one guy at one point, and he called him a certain name because that was what we were distinguishing him by from another guy that had the same first name. And I found him rather repulsive. Even when I told Slave Matt to go serve him, I could see the reluctance because the guy was so gross. Yet recently, he went and served him in a different setting. The guy was a bit tamer, and I guess Slave Matt was more starved for humiliation because it seemed that the guy wasn't so repulsive, even to me, so evidently it wasn't the same sort of session. He was supposed to go back and serve him, put ads up, write little updates for me. None of this has really happened yet. So, Slave Matt, get on the ball! Put those ads up. I just got the hiccups again. All right, put those ads up for Mistress Mandy. You know what you have to do. And I need you to serve me again, you cock-sucking sissy faggot slut. And for you out there who would like to read about him, read about how his wife took control. This is all true. It's on my website. There's a link on this blog post that says Cuckold Slave Matt. That will take you to my website. And some of the domination sessions are there. But if you go to the search tab on my blog, go to the advanced part, and type in Slave Matt, there's more stories about him that will come up. This goes back for a few years, so there's 1,000 posts on this website. Know that there's a lot about him. So, Slave Matt, you know what I say. You are addicted to me. Mistress Mandy owned you, first and foremost. No turning back. So, get that button gear, that sissy faggot cocksucking butt, and get those ads up and serve me. I need more posts for my blog to amuse my readers. They ask for you. You're disappointing everyone. Okay. That's all for now, you sissy faggot whore. Talk to you soon. Mistress Mandy, you are addicted to me. And for those of you out there who would like to be addicted to me or who are addicted to me long distance, it's 1-877-732-6360. I will addict you. I will make you stroke. I can do all sorts of things to you because I have magical, magical powers. Bye for now.